Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. David Olson calling in from my home office here in Idaho. I was gone for a couple weeks. I took some time off, and my co-host Lisa has been hosting for both of us, and we have this challenge that's happening for social media for the month of April, and we'll get into more of that in just a moment. I just wanted to go through some announcements. I do encourage everybody on this call to be looking at your newsletter that you get every Monday from your national directors, Chris and George Veronis. And we do have our national sales call, our monthly national sales call will be tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern time, beamermeetings.com. We'll have updates from our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Joshua Burka, and John Rockenstein and John Villasenor. So there'll be some great information tonight. If you've missed out on things, we have some recordings. We had the customer appreciation morning on April 10th. That is now in your newsletter, and I encourage you to send that out to all your customers and your distributors who may not have been able to tune into it. And there is also the sleep cycle is explained. That recording is available too. And we have new leadership training that's available in the back office under the e-learning platform. And lots of new support materials, too. So I did go through my back office this morning, or actually last night. I created an email that I put in my Beamer Send folder. And it's all the new videos that relate to the Bee Body, because we have so many Go customers from June last year that are now purchasing their Bee Bodies. And these are some great two-minute videos. They're just explaining how to utilize the Bee Body, how to take advantage of the sleep mode, which I think is one of the most powerful pieces of the whole Beamer experience. And so I put together this email with all these video links that I'm sending out to all my customers that bought GoSets. And we, of course, are having our weekly product presentations. This is in the newsletter, too. So if you have new people getting involved, it's a great way for them to see Beamer from somebody who really knows how to explain it in a very professional setting. We have academies that are taking place. Bettina Torres and Nancy Pellegrini, myself, we just taught a Canadian academy on Saturday and Sunday. And we have another academy coming up for Saturday Sabbath Keepers this coming Sunday and Monday. That's not full yet, and I encourage people to register for it. We'd love to have you as our guests. And more academies are listed in your newsletter too. So IBDs have 6 months to get their required academy in. It's so convenient now because we're doing it via Zoom and there's no charge for these. So if you are an existing distributor and you want to take an academy again, sign up. You know, we say that they're for new distributors, but we're rarely filling these academies. Usually there's 80 seats and we may be getting 50, 60 people. And so anybody who wants to attend an academy and just audit certain sections that you want to listen into, we feel free to register. So Lisa, it's good to be back with you. And I listened to the recording of last Wednesday's Beamer Blog Talk show, and you introduced a challenge for the month of May. I guess we had a technical difficulty with the first week, so it's only a three-week challenge, but it has something to do with making a social media presence And go ahead and talk to us about that and anything else I may have missed in these announcements. Please share.
Okay, well, welcome back, David. I missed you.
Thank you.
So obviously you might still be recovering from 2 weeks of vacation out in the wild, but the social media challenges for April, not May. and so
oh,
I'm
did
just going to review.
May? Yeah. I'm totally disconnected.
That's okay. That's a good thing. That's why we go on vacation. That's why we work hard so we can. So the social media challenge is if you didn't participate last week, you still have time to participate. The whole reason for these challenges are really just to start to create some habits that you get comfortable with if they're things that you haven't done before. So for the social media challenge, it was to share a corporate post either from Facebook and or Instagram. Create a post from the back office graphics and captions. So pick a picture or photo that resonates with you, read through the captions, and just copy and paste that and post that on both Instagram and Facebook. And then the third part of that challenge was to create your own post. And I had suggested, maybe just being on your Beamer and take a selfie and, caption would be best 8 minutes of my day. So I want to just encourage everyone, if you've done that, if you did one, you did some, or you have questions about social media, hit one on your phone so that you can get into the queue, because I want to hear from everybody if you did the challenge and what kind of interaction you had with people on your posts, and also too if you have any questions. I also just want to point out there was a social media training on Monday, and that recording is both I believe in the newsletter, it's in the newsletter, but it's also in your back office under sales and marketing and social media. So, that resource is there to help guide you getting comfortable with posting and sharing Beamer on social media. So, David, let's just start taking some of the callers, and then we'll fill in where we need to.
Oops, I was on mute. Sounds good.
Welcome
right.
back, David.
910-528. 910-528, you're live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning. Welcome back, David. Hope you had a great trip.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I've done part of the challenge, but first I want to add something about last week, and I'll be quick about this. Our website, live.beamergroup.com, does have many, many places where it says to look for a distributor. Remember, Lisa, we spoke about this last week.
Yeah.
And I went through the website, and every single time I clicked that, I came up with an alert, and I photoed it and put it on my phone so I could read it to you. I know, in case everybody is not familiar with this alert, if you click looking for a distributor, it says, hello, big letters. Red. If you already have been in contact with an official Beamer distributor, you do not need to fill out this form. Please continue working with the distributor that sent you to this page. I think that's really nice myself. I understand, but I think the Beamer, I think the whole website is wonderful, and I think that alert is pretty definite and clear. Please stay with the person who got you to this site. And I did a challenge. My most fun thing, well, what surprised me on Facebook that I never even paid any attention to, is right under my name, it says, I am a tour guide for Old Friends Farm. That's a worldwide known retirement for racehorses. And all I did was add that, that I am an independent distributor for Beamer. So it's right under my name on the front page of my Facebook page. So I did that, and that was easy. It says edit if you want to. And then I shared a post from a video on the Beamer back office that had that wonderful little arrow share to Facebook. And then my really fun one is I created a document, which I sent to Dr. Burka to have make sure that it was compliant and spot on, about breeding the racehorse and Beamer. And I pasted on that document the blood flow, equine blood flow, before and after. I do want to alert everyone. I was pretty sure this would happen. This will copy beautifully on an email. It will copy what I call live. It will not continue to hold. So you cannot put that blood flow, for instance, video, or I assume any other videos, on a PDF form, which I also created. I learned a lot. I had a lot of fun. It's Derby week here. It's Land Rover three-day event. Worldwide equestrians are here from all over the country, so I'm not getting a whole lot back in 1 week, but I will. So thank you for the challenge. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, thank you for participating, and that's great. It's baby steps, right? It's like, you know, figuring out how to add independent Beamer distributor and, you know, everything you did, sending in to make sure it was compliant. You know, awesome stuff. So thank you for participating. Enjoy Derby week. We'll talk to you next week.
Righto, Lisa.
Thanks, Jane. Area code 713-569. 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk. Oh, and I guess the mute button did not unmute. 713-569. Sorry about that. It didn't unmute. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, David. It's Sandra in Houston. And Lisa, welcome back from your wonderful vacation.
Thank you.
Either I can't interpret time correctly, or we had everybody on my team had a problem getting on to the Monday training. So, Lisa, thanks for sharing that it's in the back office now. And I'm just curious if anybody else had the problem.
I had the same problem. I couldn't get on.
No, they changed the link at the last moment. And so the BeamerMeetings.com was not the correct link. And for some reason, so many of us didn't get notification of the change. So I wasn't able to get on it either until about 10 minutes after, because Bettina sent me the link. So, but thank goodness it's recorded. And that's most effective for everybody anyway.
Yeah, I did not receive a notification of it. So, okay, great. Glad to know I'm not crazy.
Glad you're
to
not
know
crazy.
I can still interpret Pacific time to Central time.
Yes. I thought I was crazy too.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Sandra. Area code 209-981. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, my name is Ramona Purvis, and I have a specific question for you today. I am looking for the link. I know that the link for the Customer Appreciation Saturday is in the email that we get from George. I got that. But where can I find it? There's an expiration date on that in terms of time. It only lasts a few days. Where can I get a link to send to a customer that wants to see it? Where do I specifically go to get that link?
Actually, what you want to do with that link is it gives you the option to download it, and you just download it to your computer.
Well, the trouble with that is, because I tried that, it won't send. It's too large of a file to send, so I can't just go in my computer and open up an email and attach it and send it. You can't do that. It's too large of a file. So that's why I'm asking for the link.
Well, it shouldn't be too large of a file if you use Google, because they'll convert it to a Google Drive. And you can still send it. You just have to give permission to the individual that you send it to, and it'll prompt you when you attempt to send it. It'll say, you know, too large to attach. We're going to send this as a Google Drive file. And do you, you know, are you granting permission to the individual that you're sending it to?
Okay, so then it has to be done via Google. It's not like an easy thing like everything else, you know, like the doctor.
No,
like
it is not because of its size. You're correct.
Oh, okay, so then it's really kind of a barrier. The only way to do it is to take my laptop over there to the guy's house and play it, right?
No, you can still email it as a Google Drive file, for sure.
Well, if Google's a barrier, you know, because anyway, yeah, I think you answered my question. I was frustrating myself trying to figure out a way, and there's hoops
gotcha.
I got to go through. So, okay, thank
gotcha.
You so much.
You're welcome, Ramona. And so, Lisa, there is a time limit on this link. Is that correct?
I'm pulling it up right now. So I always drop these.
I don't
actually. I'll tell you what I do. I download them to my desktop.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
which I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
But I don't see any kind of timestamp on it when I open it up from the newsletter that there's any kind of time limit on it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that either, David, so I'm not sure.
Huh.
But I always drop it into iMovie and create its own file.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not relying on because it's recorded off of Zoom. So I'm
mm-hmm.
not relying on the Zoom link. I actually have it.
And it is a really large file. For sure.
Yes, it is. It would have to go into some sort of a drive
right.
in order to send that through an email.
Yeah. Unless you're sending the link. And I don't see an expiration date on it. In any case. So I'm going to start experimenting this week with our social media challenges since I haven't been back, and I'm just going to start, you know, very simply by sharing something from the corporate Facebook page to my Facebook page, and knowing that if you're doing that, what you're sharing is already deemed compliant because it's on a Facebook social media page, and that's a really easy thing to do. It's like social media 101, how do I become a beginner poster? Just go to the Facebook page for Beamer and hit the share button and share it to your Facebook page. Really
yeah,
easy
and I
thing
think
to do.
Also, yeah, and also the first step in that is make sure that you're following all of the corporate social media pages. And you can find all of those
right.
links in the back office under Get Connected. Like, for example,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Burka, either yesterday or the day before, did a short little video actually doing a Beamer session on somebody with sore
mm-hmm.
shoulders. That's not easy to say fast. and I did see like a lot of distributors shared that, which is awesome. And all it does is it just, you know, it elevates the Beamer pages in searches, it elevates your own page. And, you know, people start asking questions like, what is that? And that's what we want is it's all to open communication to take privately into Messenger on Facebook or direct DMs on Instagram. So, and that's where you can have more conversations, exchange phone numbers, set up demos, and start increasing your pipeline.
I have a question for you that's not related to the challenge since this is Whatever Wednesday. So we have the new set in our online store here in the United States, a Go set that includes a B body. When that ships, my understanding is, Lisa, maybe you know this because you've experienced it already, that it's two separate boxes because they haven't changed the packaging box to accommodate the additional space required for the B body. So they're shipping the Go set as they've always shipped it, and they're also shipping a separate box with a B body. Is that your understanding?
That's correct. And so remember, David, our FDA approval for the set was the Go unit, or is the Go unit. And then you're adding a B body to it, so they're calling it a bundle. So you're adding an applicator to the Go set.
So my next question is, do you receive two different packing list emails and two different UPS tracking numbers because it's two distinct boxes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it just came up yesterday. I have a distributor who just received the Go portion but did not receive the B body. And, she, you know, it was the $5,230 package, so she's wondering where the second box is. And I'm going to go into her back office here in a bit and just see if I can find a different tracking number for that second box, see what's going on. So today is Whatever Wednesday, and we don't have to talk about social media challenge. We can answer any questions that, well, hopefully we can answer any questions that come up. So we encourage people to hit one on their phone to rise into the queue and ask any questions regarding Beamer that they need to. And if you have fellow distributors that are new, encourage them to participate in Blog Talk. It's just a really great forum to hear like-minded people and hear stories, and you'll hear things that you can empathize with, and it just helps create a village. So we do have another caller, 863-207, 863-207, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there, this is Lori in Florida, and I'm asking about the B-sit, if we've had any word on the B-sit.
Anything while I was gone, Lisa?
No, nothing while you were gone. They're still in the repairs and maintenance aspect of those and building inventory. And again, the last thing they want to do is put that up that, you know, it's available and they don't have enough inventory to get those out. But I imagine they're ahead of schedule and everything else. You know, I mean, originally it was going to be June before we could sell a B-body by itself. And, you know, that's been up now. So, I imagine that's coming very soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Lonnie. Yeah, and for the benefit of the audience, you know, I've had a B-sit for 4 or 5 years now, and I love it. It's one of the most used applicators that I have for my Beamer. I have a standing desk now, and so I often stand on it, and it's got that cushy memory foam, and at the end of a day of being on your feet, like this weekend teaching the academy, it was so great to just stand on it because it's cushy, and then I would do Beamer sessions on my feet throughout the academy. I love my B-sit. Area code 727-768. 727-768, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you could tell me if the Beamer meeting that was held this past Sunday, or no, I'm sorry, Saturday at 1 p.m. about the social media compliance, do you know, will that be shown again, or is there a way to get back into that, to watch a replay of it?
Yeah, so it was the Social Media 101. It was on Monday. And
there is
a recording. It is in the back office getting under social media. It is also, there is a link for it. I believe it's just like right on in the front of the back office or in the dashboard.
Yes, it is on the dashboard. So
yeah, it is. It's on the dashboard.
When you open up your back office,
social media.
Oh, okay, so it's in the back office. what is it again? Sales and marketing?
Yeah, it's in the distributor library, but it's literally like if you just log into your back office on the dashboard, it is
okay.
The second notification for where they put the news information, and you can just click on it and go right there.
Awesome. Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I do have another quick question. I do have the Prozac. My ex-husband had a head injury, and he's got a titanium plate in his head. Now does the metal interfere with the he's hesitant to try it. Is anybody familiar with that? If it's safe to use the Beamer with the titanium plate in the head?
Yeah,
it's completely
won't have any problem.
Safe.
He shouldn't have any trouble with it?
Not at all. It's just a titanium plate. You won't have any problem
right.
at all. It's just like if someone has a hip replacement or knee replacement.
Okay.
Those are not a contraindication to Beamer at all.
Not at all. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'd also just like to add to that, be aware, though, when, you know, we've had an injury, you may have experienced this, Lisa, where you put somebody on it and they sense, like, the fracture from their broken arm when they're a child. Because it just seems to be waking up the nerves that maybe, or you know, it's the first time they've been woken up. So if there is an associated fracture to that gentleman's skull, you know, he may sense something. But, I mean, there's nothing negative with it other than it's just kind of waking things up that maybe weren't awake before and getting blood flow to that area, which is a great thing.
Awesome.
Area code?
Thank you.
801-473-801-473. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Cindy. Oh, I'm trying to turn your
Hi, Cindy.
Speaker. Okay. Good morning. How are you? Have a good trip.
Thank you. Oh, yes. The Little Fork of the Salmon River is a special place.
Awesome. Awesome. So, okay. A couple things. Titanium plate. My husband has one. No problem there, which Lisa said already. I have somebody who was registered for your academy that's coming up this Sunday and Monday. And she texted me yesterday morning and said, I need you to cancel that. I registered for a different one because she has something coming up. And I know that we had heard that we weren't supposed to do that anymore. However, I was looking at it, and it does say it can still be transferred or something like that. I think maybe they should switch the wording on that if they don't really want people to do it without knowing that they shouldn't really do that.
Okay. So, yeah. So
and then my
–
so
of,
I can – oh, go ahead.
You want me to answer that? So – when it comes to canceling academies, for some reason, Liechtenstein has disabled the cancel button, so people cannot cancel. We cancel them manually on our end as we're going into the academy. If they let us know, hey, I can't attend, we'll cancel them. But whether they're canceled or not, it doesn't prevent them from signing up for another academy because there's no charge to these academies. So
right, and she did. She signed up for another.
Yeah.
So I'll just text you, David, so you can cancel her. But I did.
Yep.
I want to ask
that'd be great.
Also because she's really nervous because it said something about a test afterwards. You know, I've only been to live academies,
yeah.
But there's not really a test. I mean, she's honestly having second thoughts about whether or not she should be a distributor because
some people do have an incredible test phobia. So
yeah,
let her know
that she never tested well in school.
Yeah. It's a formality, and it doesn't have anything to do with getting your accreditation. We do that by just making sure the person's in attendance for the 2 days. And if they are, then they are, you know, we put them in the app, and they get their credit regardless of the test. Okay, so the test is a formality.
Huh.
If she never even took the test, she's still going to get credit. And then throughout the academy – we answer all 10 questions, and I ring a cowbell, And I go through every single question and I answer it throughout the academy. So everybody's getting 100% on the test anyway, but it's a formality, so it doesn't matter in the first place.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
And then the last thing is I came in halfway through. What was the link that the woman was trying to share? I think you said maybe said Ramona or something. I don't do the whole Google Drive thing either, but I don't have any problem sharing anything from the newsletter. And as far as Zoom links, I mean, I don't know if it was the customer Saturday or what, because I, like I said, I missed that.
It's the customer appreciation morning.
Yeah, so you could, there's not even a problem sharing a customer appreciation Saturday from a year ago using the link that they put in the newsletter. I've never had a problem sharing it.
Yeah, I'm still sharing the customer appreciation.
I've never had it
from
expire.
Last fall.
And you can even take George's newsletter and forward that and then just delete everything except for that link, I mean, if you're having a problem with it. So that's all I was wondering about.
I agree.
All right. Well, thank
thanks
you.
For calling in,
thanks
Cindy.
Both of you for. Okay. Have a good one.
Thanks. Area code 626-390. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, David and Lisa. This is Melanie Herrick in San Clemente.
Good morning.
Quick question. So I have a couple of people who just ordered Beamers, and when I tried to share the unpack video, it is disabled. Is there a new unpack video that we have now with the B-Body? Like, the, you know, the one that we always have unpacked with the five videos, but the second one is uploaded so that they can have that short little explanation. It is no longer an active link.
Interesting.
The
Lisa,
PDF is only available because I usually send the PDF as well as the, you know, the unpack video, and tried to send it twice yesterday to two different people, and both times it said it was unavailable unless I just happened to catch a time when they were doing something to it.
I'm playing it right now. It's if you're sending, are you sending the YouTube link?
I'm sending the, it just says unpack the video. It's, it has those five little videos attached to it. So you're it's working for you.
So if you're talking about the Beamer Go Set unboxing where they actually show the
not
video of the box.
It's that usage where it says unpack it. Yeah, but it also talks about how to use it. It's like a two-minute video. Is that the one you're playing? Well, anyway, if you're not having problems, and maybe it's on my end, but I've sent it for, you know, over and over and over again, never had an issue, but yesterday to two different people, it didn't, it all it said was unavailable. So, okay.
If you do me a favor, if you email what you sent to me, I will see what you're trying to send, and then I will reply back to you through email. If you can send that to me, it's just, it's Lisa.Diamond, it's D-I-M-O-N-D. @beamermail.com.
Okay, I'll do that, Lisa. Appreciate you and David. Thank you.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
So Deborah Beer just sent me a message. David, it does do that, but you can send the unboxing Go Set and then the B-Body video. That's Deborah's recommendation.
The B body video.
Yeah, send it, send it to Lisa
video.
And see what she comes up with.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. And Sandra's back in the house. Sandra in Houston, you are live on Blog Talk.
Oh, thank you. So, as you all were talking about the online academy, and I'm in the state of Texas, opened up. My inquiry is what kind of conversations are being had about having live academies again, if any conversations are being had about that?
Well, good question. I mean, the live academies are so powerful, you know, face-to-face and creating that village. And yet, from a practical perspective, I'm really lobbying against doing live academies for the one mandatory introductory Academy because, A, it's so much easier for people to get the Academy under their belt quicker in the Zoom format with way less associated expense. Because let's say you live in, like, Little Rock, Arkansas, and the only Academy taking place anywhere near you is in Florida. And, yes, the distributor fee, you know, incorporates the cost of that first Academy into it. But then you've got airfare. You got hotel. You got Uber.
Yes.
I mean, you've got the time that it requires, you know, traveling back and forth. And so, personally, as much as I love the face-to-face academies, I think for the benefit of our new distributors, it's just so much more effective, and they're able to get their academy done way more quickly because often they're waiting for an academy that's in closer proximity, so they have less cost, and that may be, you know, several months when they could do the academy that is next week. And if we are going to go down the path of doing advanced academies, maybe it'll be more appropriate for things like that to be face-to-face. That's my opinion. I don't know what Lisa thinks, but it's just been so convenient for people.
You anticipated my second question of, like, might we do some – because I agree with everything you said and – also the value of being in a room with other people and making those contacts. So, yeah, they do
that's
something
priceless.
Advanced. Yeah.
But okay. It does subject a new IBD to a certain amount. I mean, certain IBDs, a huge additional expense to pay for the airfare and the hotel and the time away from work to make that mandatory academy. So I just the Zoom format is so convenient for people. And I think we're doing a pretty effective job of doing it that way. Lisa,
well,
have you heard any
feedback?
Well,
I'm going to sign up for one.
Do.
Yeah.
For sure. Lisa, are you hearing any feedback on academies and like that?
I think that people like the convenience of the online, and it definitely saves money, and it gives everybody the opportunity to get into it right away. So, totally agree.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling in, Sandra. Area code 213-804. 213-804, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe Douglas calling from L.A. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
I have a long-time seizure patient. She is had a pacemaker inserted into her chest because it supposedly is monitoring the blood flow through her brain and et cetera, that they're supposed to do. She is concerned with whether the Beamer would, in effect, do something to change that or cause any problem. I don't know if this is – I'm sure this is a medical doctor's element, but have you any input in this type of situation?
No,
so,
do not. That is definitely a question for the medical expert center. But Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah, but Dave, I just want to refer you to in the back office in your distributor library. There is a tab that says science and medical. And in there is a letter that was written by Dr. Burka that you can give to a physician and have them read the relative contraindications for active implants. It gives them the flux density, and then it would be up to that individual's doctor to say yay or nay, or maybe even the medical implant company to say whether that is okay or not. But if you go into your back office, you actually have that letter. You can print it out, and you can give that to your client to share with their physician.
Right. I know the letter you're referring to. Okay.
Okay. So
thank you very much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for pointing that out, Lisa. I'd forgotten about that letter. Area code 540-320. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, David and Lisa. It's Marlise Vonk from Virginia.
All right. Hi, Marlise.
Hey. I'm just enjoying listening today. I haven't been on whatever Wednesday Block Talk, so it was a good, rediscovery. I heard you talking about the social media and such. We all had the same issue on Monday that we couldn't get on, and then we got the new link. But I wanted to point out that in the back office, besides that, the recording from Monday, which was amazing with Margarita. She's really fun to listen to.
Yes, she is.
There is also a new training under e-learning and then leadership training. There is an IBD. There is the courses that we got at our manager's meeting. They are there. And one of them is social media. And, it's kind of, I think it's, social media 101 and 201 combined. And people could go directly there and get a lot out of it. And then also in the, and a lot of people don't know because I don't think it has really been announced. And then another thing is that social media guide, IBD Guide to Digital Marketing, which is under the distributor library under sales and marketing, and then IBD digital marketing asset, education asset. That's a downloadable PDF. It's got literally everything that you need to know. Combined with those recordings, I think people have a lot of guidance there.
Yeah, Marlise, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and you make such a great point, as there is so much information in our back office, and it just takes a little bit of time to set aside to educate ourselves in what's back there. And you're right, in the new e-learning and the leadership, if you haven't gone there in a while, you definitely want to go in and check out that e-learning platform. Thank you so much.
I have a question for you guys. We just met with a lady at the farmer's market. We did a session, Beamer session with her last week, and she's suffering from, the most severe immune deficiency problem. And, she had a little bit of digestive upset after the first session, and she wants some literature, and we really want to help her. She did have results, but also, a little bit of detox, I believe. They wanted some literature. These are Amish people. They don't have video. They only have DVD. What would your way be to provide, what is your best resource to give in print for people that just need basic info on Beamer?
So have you tried the fact sheet and the medical fact sheet?
Not yet. We actually forgot everything today, but I can bring it back to you.
I would go with the new medical fact sheet, and just the Beamer. They have a new fact sheet with the Go Unit and the B-Body.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
It's something for them to read on that. Without the videos, the fact sheet is kind of the way to go, I think.
Right. Sounds good. Okay. All right. Great. Great show. And I just wanted to say hi to you and David and I'll be tuning in from here on out again.
Great.
Always
thanks
good
for
to
calling me, Marlise.
See ya.
So we have reached 45 minutes past the hour. There are still a couple people in the queue. Feel free to email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, david.olson at beamermail.com, and hopefully I can answer your questions. And Lisa, it's good to be back. Thanks for co-hosting with me. And go out there and make it a great week. Share Beamer, change people's lives, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Bye, everybody.